The Book of Haggai, Chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of Yahuwah by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Elyahusha the son of Yehozadak the high priest, saying, Thus speaks Yahuwah Sabaoth, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that Yahuwah's house should be built. Then came the word of Yahuwah by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus says Yahuwah Sabaoth, consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus says Yahuwah Sabaoth, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says Yahuwah. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little, and when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, says Yahuwah Sabaoth, because of my house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heavens over you are stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the grain, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground brings forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hands. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Yehoshua the son of Jehozadak the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of Yahuwah Elohim, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as Yahuwah Elohim had sent him, and the people did fear before Yahuwah. Then spoke Haggai, Yahuwah's messenger, and Yahuwah's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, says Yahuwah. And Yahuwah stirred up the ruach of Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the ruach of Yehoshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the ruach of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of Yahuwah Sabaoth, their Elohim. In the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. Chapter 2. In the seventh month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of Yahuwah by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Elyahusha, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory, and how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, says Yahuwah, and be strong, O Yehoshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, says Yahuwah, and work, for I am with you, says Yahuwah Sabaoth. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Mitzrayim, so my ruach remains among you, fear ye not. For thus says Yahuwah Sabaoth, Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says Yahuwah Sabaoth. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says Yahuwah Sabaoth. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, says Yahuwah Sabaoth. And in this place will I give peace, says Yahuwah Sabaoth. In the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of Yahuwah by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus says Yahuwah Sabaoth, Ask now the priest concerning the Torah, saying, If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, No. Then said Haggai, If one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, It shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, says Yahuwah. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of Yahuwah. Since those days were, when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press fat for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail in all the labors of your hands, yet you turned not to me, says Yahuwah. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of Yahuwah's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree has not brought forth, from this day will I bless you. And again the word of Yahuwah came unto Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Yehudah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, says Yahuwah Sabaoth, will I take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says Yahuwah, and will make you as a sinnet, for I have chosen you, says Yahuwah Sabaoth.